Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is March 19th, 2023, and you are about to hear some good news on today on Embrace Faith with Denise. Oh, wow. I hope you are having a great morning on today, but I just wanted to come on and share something. As I was in my meditation this morning, and reading my devotional, I came across this devotional and I thought it was so interesting. The devotional that I was reading, it came out of Colossians 1, 13 through 14. And it's so, I mean, it just hit me and I just had such a thing of gratitude to Jesus, to Yeshua this morning. And I'm going to read what it says to you. And I'm telling you, once you read this and once you meditate on this word, there is no way you can remain the same. And there's no way that you could not be grateful and have a sense of gratitude for the Lord in this. This is what it says. And it says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now I'm going to read this also in the Amplified. This is Colossians 1, 13 through 14. It says, for he has rescued us and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in the forgiveness of our sins and the cancellation of sin's penalty. Wow! Now just think about that for a minute. And there are three words that I want you to focus on in reading this and meditating this. Focus on the word rescued, focus on the word drawn, and focus on the word transferred. Let's just take a look at what those three words mean. The word rescued, it means to save someone from a dangerous or distressing situation. Now, I want you to just pause and meditate on that part. Wow. I know that hit you. Now, focus on the word drawn. The word drawn, it means to gently pull or guide someone in a specific or specified direction. So drawn means to gently pull or guide someone in a specified direction. Meditate on that one for a few. And then the word transferred. That means an act of moving something or someone to another place. When you focus on that, Jesus, Yeshua, he has rescued me. He saved me. He saved you from a dangerous or distressing situation. He's drawn me and you to himself. In other words, he gently pulls us. He doesn't force us. He gently, with loving kindness and compassion, he gently pulls us or guides us into this specified direction that he wants us to go. He gently does it. He doesn't force. He doesn't worm his way in. He doesn't drag you. He gently pulls you in a specific direction that he wants you to go. And then the word transfer, an act of moving something or someone to another place. In other words, you may be in that place now, but because of him and the act of his sacrifice, you have now been moved from that place to a better place. He's transferred. In other words, you cannot stay the same in the same place. You cannot stay the same in the same place after an experience with Jesus. Man, I am filled with gratitude on today. I'm filled with gratitude and gratefulness and love in my heart for what Yeshua did. And so I just wanted you to be encouraged on today. That's good news. You have been rescued. You have been drawn and you have been transferred. Now receive that in Yeshua's name and go and give somebody else this good news. Until next time, have a great, prosperous, and glorious day on today. Bye now.